Chapter 24. A flinch. It saved the bronze dragon's skull from cracking like an egg. Kang's blow landed right between its eyes. The beast let out a roar so awful, Baesog's knees buckled. It was Marley that screamed. Heaved from atop the dragon's back, she crashed to the ground and disappeared in the confusion.
Where did she go?
Baesog set his first spell loose. A circle of bright white and yellow light launched from his arm into the air, where it hung high above them. Its glow was mighty and blinding. The lizard men cringed, dropped everything, and fled. The grayscalers ripped their leashes and flew away. The satyrs disappeared in the grasses. The acolytes fled, tripping over their robes. The wounded dragon quickly backed off, snapping its maw. Kang kept hitting himself in the head with the hammer until Brenoir crawled up his body and ripped it free. The stunned man fell to his knees.
Lay hands on my hammer, will you?
The bull helmet clanged off the man's face. Kang wavered on his knees, still taller than Brenoir, eyes blinking slowly.
Huh?
Kang managed to say. Brenoir brought a right cross through Kang's jaw, knocking him over.
That'll teach you,
Brenoir said. He shifted back and forth on his feet, eyeing his enemies.
Wizard, what's the plan?
Baesog held his arms up with outstretched hands, face straining.
I can ward off evil with this, but not for long. A few minutes at best.
Sweat dripped into his eyes and over his face.
Sasha, see what you can find in Brenoir's chest. Find anything that can get us out of here.
Ben appeared at his side with Akron ready in his hands.
Should I start shooting?
Ben said.
Just hold,
Baesog said.
Save those arrows for when we really need them.
All of their enemies had covered their eyes and scurried away to a certain point, and then turned, hooting and gloating, little more than a couple dozen yards outside the circle. Once the spell faded, there would be an all-out battle.
Again, what's the plan?
Brenoir said, guarding Neth.
Perhaps you should come up with one,
Baesog said, irritated.
I thought dwarfs were masterful planners.
We are, when it comes to everything else but this magic stuff. Whisk us out of here or something.
Easier said than done. Sasha, have you come up with anything?
Sasha rummaged through Brenoir's chest, shaking her head.
No.
Baesog ground his teeth. There were the four of them to move, plus Nath, not to mention the horses. And they had nowhere to go. He had his own spells, but that wouldn't be enough. Not to hold the horde that surrounded them. At least one enemy was down, thanks to Brenoir.
Perhaps you and I should take on Marley and the dragon,
Baesog said.
Ben and Sasha will have to handle the rest.
Marley reappeared alongside the bronze dragon, laughing.
Such fools you are,
she said. Her voice was taunting and exaggerated.
Now you will all die. But perhaps I'll let that woman of yours live, wizard. I might just convert her to an acolyte of Barnabas yet.
No such thing will ever happen,
Baesog said.
And lives will be lost on your end. Certainly yours.
Aye,
Brenoir said.
There be no mercy on the likes of you, woman.
Baesog wondered if Brenoir meant that. Protecting women was one thing, but fighting them was quite another. The situation was new to him. Marley seemed young, but more than formidable. The tattoos on her head were many, more than Kryzak had, which meant she wielded greater power. And that bothered him. Baesog was far more than some adept of magic. But he wasn't a magic user of the highest levels either. His powers were limited, but he couldn't let on with that. Standing on the ground, Marley patted the head of her dragon. The beast's tongue licked in and out of its mouth. and it chomped in the direction of Brenwar. It could easily swallow the dwarf in a single bite.
"My pet will make a fine meal of you,"
she said to Brenwar.
"And all the rest of you as well."
The dragon's great tail swept back and forth, flattening the grass. Bezog didn't figure that even all four of them could take the beast if they tried. He reached behind Ben and pulled an arrow from the quiver. The tip sparkled in the light. It was Morite.
"What do you want me to do?"
Ben said. Despite his age, the young man seemed confident. Above, the halo of the ward against evil wavered, its bright light winking in and out. The hisses of the lizard men became louder. Bezog's concentration was strong, but his strength was fading. He motioned for Sasha.
"Well?"
he said.
"I cast it as summons," she said, wiping his forehead. "But I've no idea what will come, if anything, or if it will offer assistance."
Bezog wanted to roll his eyes. Summoning spells took time and weren't very effective. But Sasha liked them. The last time she'd cast one, a herd of deer had come, and some horned rabbits.
"All right, then,"
he said, with his voice quavering. He was sweating. Sasha said,
"You need assistance. Let me lend my strength to yours."
"No,"
he said.
"Take Ben and do as I say,"
Bezog whispered quickly in her ear. Sasha said,
"Come, Ben."
Marley came closer, eyeing the halo of light. Her eyes and hands began to charge with a dark mystic purple power. An evil smile formed on her lips. Beside her, the dragon's claws ripped up the dirt and its tail swished back and forth faster.
"This is it,"
Brenwar said.
"What is the plan?"
"You know the plan."
"Aye,"